Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Advocate Paul Hoffman, Director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. A very good afternoon to you, Paul.
Good afternoon to you, Gary, and to your listeners as well.
Yeah, thank you once again for making time to chat to us. Always appreciate it. And today we've got a really interesting topic, and we're talking about what's happened in Mpumalanga with the driving school owners who demonstrating against the greedy, if that's the word, traffic officials who putting up their bribery fee from 1,700 to 2,000 rand per student in need of a driving license. I don't even know where to start on this story, Paul. It's horrific. is this what happens in South Africa?
Where to start.
Yeah,
it's an absolute first. It's an absolute first, because when you think about it from the perspective of running an open, accountable, and responsive form of governance under the rule of law, which is what our constitution requires, it can be seen just how far the traffic departments of Mpumalanga have slipped from the standards that are prescribed in the law. It's actually ludicrous.
No, it is. I don't even know. I mean, everyone's at fault here, from the driving school owners to the licensing officials. Everyone is just guilty, and what gets to me is the rollover effect. So we're going to have people with legit licenses driving who probably can't drive or can't drive well.
Well, the trouble is that the license is not legit because it's been bought rather than earned, and that, I'm afraid, puts a big question mark over the entire process in Mpumalanga, and I'd very much doubt that this is a phenomenon that is confined to Mpumalanga. Certainly, I have seen in the Western Cape that people who present themselves for a test just do not pass the test until they pay the bribe. So, that's the hold that the inspectorate has over the motorist who wants to get a driver's license to get the mobility or the economic potential that goes with the ability to drive a vehicle legally.
And it
just doesn't happen unless the bribe is paid, which is a very poor reflection on the standard of governance in South Africa. It's a poor reflection on the Criminal Justice Administration, because if the police were doing their job, they would investigate this kind of event. And if the National Prosecuting Authority was doing its job, it would prosecute this kind of event. And I hear absolutely no response, no tittle of evidence is available to suggest that the authorities are responding appropriately to this outrageous protest in Mpumalanga.
It's crazy. It's the only country in the world, most probably, where you have illegal people putting up their bribery fee, and then we just accept it. You know, we're going to go from 1700
to 2000. Yeah, those who are kowtowing to the bribes are now so embedded in the protest culture that they believe that
it's crazy.
Their right to protest against being skinned alive by those bribing them.
Paul, what gets to me is that you've got the innocent person, you've got the youngster who goes, applies for his license, learns how to drive through, obviously, friends, family, or does take private lessons, goes there, and there's a good chance they're going to fail it. And, there's a bribe there straight away, pay the bribe, or, well, we'll just fail you, and we recommend you go to a driving school because we know that driving school is going to pay a bribe, you know.
So the driving school is really the in cahoots with the inspector who's expecting a bribe, and the system is then perverted to make people who are perfectly capable of driving properly pay A for a driving lesson, and B through that for the bribe that gets paid. It's quite sick.
And the knock-on effect, as we're chatting, I'm thinking, and then there's also insurance companies, because the licensed individual now will obviously get insurance for a car, and the insurance company thinks, okay, it's legit, they know how to drive, it's a safer form of insurance, there's not so much risk. But meanwhile, that person really doesn't know how to drive.
Yes. Now, most policies of insurance insist that the insured driver be licensed, and the policy is vitiated if an unlicensed driver happens to be driving when an accident occurs. So clearly, the validity of the license is at the cornerstone of the contract of insurance that's in place. And it's quite possible that the driver who's been given the license doesn't even know that there's been this form of skullduggery in the background between the driving schools who pay for the privilege of getting a driver's license issued by an inspector who's taking a backhander for the trouble that he goes to by passing the driver.
It really
undermines the entire system.
But you know what also gets to me is that the driving school owner will have to put up their fee by 2,000 rand or whatever to cover the cost for the bribe.
No, it's an extra 300. That's what they're balking at, because they're not going to find.
And now it's going to be an extra 300.
Too many
correct.
People who
yes.
are prepared to pay that extra over. Yeah. No, it's a very poor reflection on. But you know, Mpumalanga is Didi Mabuza territory, we all know who he is. If you're not sure, then just ask Fred, the property developer in the area of Botlas.
Absolutely, this is such a bizarre story. This and I just hope that they can be brought to task, because someone needs to take ownership. Someone needs to tackle these traffic officials, because it's just a lose-lose situation. This.
Departmentally, the whole lot should be fired. I mean, that's
absolutely. I totally agree. It's just a crazy story, this. Advocate Paul Hoffman, Director at the Institute for Accountability in Southern Africa. Paul, thank you so much for your time. An interesting story. I would love to know that someone's going to take action against these fraudulent traffic officials. Yeah, it's just absolutely crazy.